Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hour number three, going to run it back one more time on this beautiful Monday evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Austin Price, I'm the one speaking, joined by Chris Bryan, of course. He's the one not. All right. how about that for an intro?
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah, how about that for an intro, huh? Just to make it clear, just in case anybody was wondering, hey, is that Austin talking or Chris? All right, we got a few minutes to work with before we get our first quick check of the roads and weather. So I'll start with this. It's kind of a broad coverall here. Both presidential candidates busy on the campaign trail, of course, with just over 3 weeks until Election Day. We had former President Trump with a town hall outside of Philly today, and Vice President Harris also in Pennsylvania for a rally in Erie. So, I mean, I don't know. They have been in Pennsylvania a lot. It's a pivotal swing state, of course. Probably not the last time we're going to hear about that place.
I wouldn't think so. Everybody's pretty active up there in either Wisconsin or, you know, the swing state of Pennsylvania, places like that.
Yeah.
And it's tight. It's razor thin tight, they say. Again, though, a lot of these polls have not been right on the mark during these past elections. And history,
that is true.
History will definitely dictate that. So I'm not quite sure on... Is it an emotional thing? Is it psychological? What is it really? Because we really don't know what those polls are doing.
Right.
Don't have a clue. And where they're pulling from. So, hey, you go vote, and you vote the way you want to vote. Don't listen and watch these poll numbers. They mean absolutely nothing out there. Good news to pass on. With 1,208 members this year, Impact 100 was able to award 12 grants of over $100,000 each to nonprofit organizations in the community for a total impact of over $1.2 million. Since its inception, Impact 100 has awarded 165 grants, totaling more than $17 million to worthy nonprofits serving area communities. And what a job those ladies do.
And earlier this amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And earlier this afternoon, we touched on some more wholesome news. The 10th annual Dragon Boat Races, now in the books, of course, put on by Sertoma Pensacola. That's an organization that raises money for community service projects. And they happened in Bayou Tahar on Saturday. 26 teams participated in the races. Organizers say that turnout was the biggest it's been since COVID hit in 2020.
Yeah, we had Eric Hansen on from Northeast Sertoma many times leading up. I think last time we had him on, we were looking back and saying, when did we start actually pushing this? And it was like 4 or 5 months ago we had Eric on. So Eric did a great job, and the rest of the members of Northeast Sertoma always doing a bang-up job raising money from the community, just like you said. So kudos going out to Eric and his team. Also, stocks ending up today, adding to all-time highs. Fox Business Jerry Willis is in New York and has this report.
Stocks moving higher as investors focus on earnings and the economy. The Dow higher, the S&P up 44. Those two indexes hitting all-time intraday highs today. The NASDAQ up 159, just below its record close. Behind today's moves, big tech and growth stocks among today's winners, NVIDIA and Meta. Meanwhile, oil tumbling below $75 a barrel after OPEC cut its global demand growth outlook. Futures markets pricing in a chance of a 25 basis point rate cut by the Fed at 84%. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. Looking at the roads here, it's been a very smooth sailing evening, and that is especially so as I speak. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees with a low of 62 tonight, and that's aight. But tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 81, low of 54. Wednesday and Thursday, even cooler than that. And no chances of rain throughout the week.
Yeah, and the moon is like in half stage, I think, something like that. Maybe a little bit more.
It's mid-month, so I think it would be, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely beautiful for tomorrow night's Bands of the Beach featuring String Farm. Pensacola's Bluegrass House Band. Curtain rises on the Casino Beach Pavilion stage, 7 o'clock. Bring along those blankets and beach chairs. Leave the pets and glass at home. And it's going to be absolutely a wonderful evening tomorrow night.
For sure. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says they're making progress on getting fuel back to every part of the state. He said more gas stations are getting the power they need to get back online, and free gas is available at 12 different locations for people that were impacted by Hurricane Milton. And he added that more than 3.5 million homes had their electricity restored, and 97% of the state now operational. Of course, those numbers as of earlier today. That's good. Obviously, there's a lot of work to do when it comes to the state rehabilitating after the storm, but it sounds like we're making good progress.
Yeah, it does, and absolutely. Gas prices are holding steady. The average price per gallon of regular unleaded, this is in Gulf Breeze over at the Valero station, $2.69. In Pace, the Raceway, it's $2.64. The Cantonment Raceway has regular unleaded, $2.57. And Circle K Pensacola over on Pace Boulevard, $2.61.
And also, the U.S. is seriously concerned, their words, about Chinese military drills after Taiwan's president gave a National Day speech. The State Department said China's response with military provocations to a routine annual speech is unwarranted and risks escalation. Beijing has said that the action was resolute punishment for the speech, which rejected China's claims to the island nation.
You know, CSU has that hurricane forecasting department. And
yes.
When we get these numbers like way months before hurricane season starts, and you go, how do they know that? How do they know there's going to be 17 storms? Well, you know what? Hurricane season shaping up to be just as active as it was predicted. I'll explain with this. Fox's Eben Brown has this report.
Despite an observably slow start to this year's Atlantic hurricane season, which began back in June, the recent activity is putting the count of cyclones into the ranges of storms predicted by the U.S. government forecasters at NOAA. Their current prediction for the season called for 17 to 24 named storms. So far, there have been only 13, but they did predict 8 to 13 hurricanes, and we've had 9 so far. 4 to 7 major hurricanes are expected, and last week's Hurricane Milton makes 4. The season ends November 30th in Broward County, Florida. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I still want to know how they know those numbers.
Yeah.
Who figures that out?
Yeah, Colorado State, hey, they got it. They got it together. 619 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Kamala Harris says her housing affordability plan will help generations of black families. Generation, big word there. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. And you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked quite a bit about the decision by the Escambia Board of County Commissioners to move forward with one deal on OLF-8 and what that means, especially as we head to a changeover of the board soon. Shared a little bit of the drama in Days of Our Milton, things that happened at the city council meeting last week. Should the city of Pensacola have a celebrate government week or not? Kind of an interesting question. All that plus the Argos football game over the weekend. Catch all of these segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
They tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no. Yes, I've been black, but when I come back, no, no, no. I ain't got the time, and if my daddy thinks I'm fine, they tried to make me go to rehab. I won't go, go, go.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 624 here. I've got time for about a story or two before another quick check of the roads and weather. What's up?
She died way too early in her life, by the way.
Yes, yes, she did.
Amy Winehouse we're talking about.
Yes, Amy Winehouse. Want to touch on this story real quick as I hinted at it before break. Kamala Harris says that her housing affordability plan helping generations of black families. All right. Generations. That's a heavy word. Let's see what this is all about. In an exclusive interview with broadcaster Roland Martin, the Democratic presidential candidate, said black folks have been denied the chance for some homeownership due to a number of reasons. Says that one of the main drivers is that neighborhoods are being systematically undervalued by real estate appraisers. Part of her plan includes up to $25,000 in down payment support for first-time homebuyers. Wow.
You know, we were talking about just a few minutes ago about hurricane season, and it's coming up on November 30th. Put that in perspective, Austin. 47 days, and we'll have this bad boy behind us.
Yes.
Let's hope. let's not jinx it.
Yeah. Election will be behind us. That will be behind us. Christmas will be ahead of us.
Jeez. a man who was arrested with guns at a Trump rally in California over the weekend, out on bail today. Fox's Brian Linus in Oaks, Pennsylvania, with the details.
The Riverside County Sheriff in California, Chad Bianco, he says 49-year-old suspect Vem Miller, they looked inside of his car and they found an illegal loaded handgun and shotgun, a high-capacity magazine, multiple passports and driver's licenses in various names. His license plate was also fake. Miller was arrested on state misdemeanor weapons charges and then released. Now, the Secret Service says Miller never got to their security perimeter and the former president was not in danger. The feds are not calling it a third assassination attempt, but the investigation is ongoing.
One thing to...
That is questionable.
Yeah, it really is. But one thing to point out, do you think his comment telling the authorities was like, well, I thought it was show and tell day. That's why I had all this stuff in my car.
Apparently he had a lot to show.
But apparently he's out on bail.
Oh, well.
All
right. Here's to hoping he wasn't a threat.
Well, I will tell you something. There is something coming up very interesting to Pensacola. Hisashi.
Okay.
I should say the Hisashi-Kon. Hisashi-Kon will debut at the 2020 Foo Fest Festival. You should be getting excited about this. The Japanese pop cultural event is scheduled at the First United Methodist Church. Happens on Friday, November 8th, Saturday, November 9th. Music, fashion, cosplay artists will be on site. Kind of a smaller down version, maybe a Pensacon.
Yeah.
Giving people a taste of that lifestyle and that culture. Waiting for the big event coming up after the first of the year.
Alrighty.
So there you go. There's something coming down.
Just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, I mean it. Nothing going on the roads from what I can see. As for the weather, 83 degrees, low of 62 tonight. And as we get through your Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, it's going to be getting colder and colder with no chances of rain.
They love you in Minnesota. They're rolling.
They think I'm adorable.
They're rolling, man. They're going, listen to this guy out of Pensacola, man. He thinks this is cold.
The key word was Pensacola. That was the key word there.
All right. Hey, House Republicans are raising questions this afternoon about the Biden-Harris administration's role in causing a spike in Medicare Part D premiums. Uh-oh, this is getting close to home. Fox Business reporter Edwin Lawrence has more from the White House.
The Inflation Reduction Act, which capped prescription prices at a lower level for folks that are on Medicare, they also capped the total out-of-pocket expense for some. But the act also allows Medicare Part D premiums to go up, and that's what's happening. So in some cases, because of the programs we have here, premiums would have tripled for 2025, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office investigation. So the Biden-Harris administration started a program to subsidize the Medicare premiums just for fiscal year 2025. Now, to do that, it will cost all taxpayers $5 billion for the 1 year, according to the CBO.
Ouch. That's all I can say.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah, well, as somebody that affects, I can say it.
Yeah.
Ouch.
let me ask you this.
Yeah, go ahead. You made me really happy with that story, so go ahead.
Have you ever seen The Apprentice movie?
Of course.
Okay.
Well, no. I lied. No. I saw.
I'm a fibber.
I thought. See, I was thinking. I saw The Apprentice when it was a television show.
Right.
It's a movie now.
Well,
but I didn't know. I have not. So
I was about to say you're close enough.
I'm duly corrected on that.
Former President Trump. Apparently, he has seen it, or at least he's seen enough.
It's about him.
Yeah, he's slamming The Apprentice movie, calling it a quote politically disgusting hatchet job unquote. The drama is about Trump's rise in New York City, and it premiered Friday. Trump wrote in a Truth Social post that the movie is fake and classless. Mm. He accused the release date so close to the November presidential election. He accused that as an attempt to influence his campaign.
Well, it's just Hollywood, man. He should have known before he gave the rights to the movie to go, you know, for production. He had a right in this thing. He should have known that was Hollywood. And who is Hollywood? Typical Democratic supporters.
Yeah, predominantly left-leaning.
Come on. I mean, this is not...
That's just a fact.
This is not something, a total surprise that you're going to go, what? What?
No, the Hollywood didn't like Trump?
That's just not the case here. I will tell you something exciting. For a long time, Navarre has not had a motel or hotel go in there for a long time.
Really?
But the first Holiday Inn Express hotel is coming. Developers received SRC approval to build the four-story, 117-room property on Frontera Street. The project's plans showing the hotel will be built between the Elevate Navarre Apartments and the public supermarket within the Shoppers of Navarre. Yeah, they used to have the Holly Dome there, the Holiday Inn Holly Dome on the beach. In fact, they shot Jaws 2.
I've heard that.
I was there during the press conference and all that good stuff when they were shooting that movie, and they did it at the Holly Dome in Navarre. So a Holiday Inn is coming to Navarre, well-deserved, I think.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Both presidential candidates are in battleground Pennsylvania. Republican Donald Trump holding a rally in suburban Philadelphia, where Fox's Brian Yenna says the former president is talking about his plans for the economy.
Not only is the focus supposed to be on the economy, we're also told the former president will emphasize the importance of early voting here in Pennsylvania, mail-in ballots.
Democrat Kamala Harris is rallying supporters in the northeast corner of the state, Erie. The Pentagon is ramping up support for Israeli Defense Forces as fighting intensifies at the country's northern border
Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports.
The U.S. is deploying its most cutting-edge missile defense system, which can stop ballistic missiles 100 miles from their target and can begin tracking multiple missiles simultaneously about 1,000 miles from their target.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nearly 200 demonstrators protesting Israel's war in Gaza were arrested in a sit-in outside the New York Stock Exchange today, according to police. A handful of counter-protesters waved Israeli flags and tried to shout down the pro-Palestinian chants. Trading was not interrupted as a result. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow and S&P setting fresh records. The Dow up more than 200 points, the S&P 500 growing by 44, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ gaining 159. Shares of Longboard Pharmaceuticals were soaring more than 51% today after the announcement of H. Lundbeck's $2.6 billion deal to acquire the California-based clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company. The acquisition is expected to close in the fourth quarter. U.S. crude oil futures for November now down more than 2.7% to under $72 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Jerry Jones had a miserable 82nd birthday yesterday as his Dallas Cowboys got annihilated by the Detroit Lions. After the 38-point loss, the birthday boy passed him the cake and told the media he was shocked by his team's performance. I don't get what Jerry is shocked about, though, because in his last four home games, the Cowboys in the first half have now been outscored 110-35. Yes, you heard that correctly, 110-35. So none of this should be shocking to the Cowboys owner. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, Total Wine & More has all your Halloween favorites at the totally lowest prices.
Economical.
Find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Total Wine & More has all your Halloween favorites at the totally lowest prices.
Economical.
Find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does too. What if I told you I could help you reach your audience while they are at a sporting event? Hi, I'm Lexi with ADX Digital, and I can help you connect with your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with me today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And when I say quick, dadgummit, I mean it. There's not too much going on. The streets here looking pretty smooth. It's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon overall, I'd say. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees with a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 81, low of 54. And then Wednesday, my goodness, high of 69, low of 49. And just so you know, over the course of this entire week, no chances of rain.
Oh, they've got that NFL Monday night game tonight. The Buffalo Bills taking on the Jets. Kickoff at about 35 minutes right now, 7:15 or so. Your choice. What do you think is going to take that game?
Oh, Bills. They're obviously a better team. But then when you combine that with the Jets just firing their head coach, they got a first game interim here. I don't know. I just don't buy.
The Jets are in disarray.
Yeah.
They have a lot of internal problems.
The Bills can be bumpy. I want to say they're like 3-2, so it's not like they're some, ironclad team. Right. But they are just better head-to-toe than the Jets.
Even with Aaron Rodgers skippering that team, they can't ride it.
That is true. Speaking of quarterbacks, Miami Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, he's getting better after a recent concussion, and Fox's Jared Max has more on this football starter's health.
Good news on the improving health of Miami Dolphins starting quarterback Tua Tagovailoa.
I do expect to see him playing football in 2024.
Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel told reporters Monday morning that Tagovailoa, who has not played since September 17th, when he suffered his fourth documented concussion in the last 5 years, is making progress. It's the first time McDaniel has said he envisions Tua returning this season.
It is exciting that I do believe he'll play football this year. I never went down that rabbit hole of if he would or wouldn't.
Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel said Tagovailoa will be seeing more specialists this week. Miami does not have a game this week. The earliest Tagovailoa could return would be week 8. Jared Max, Fox News.
Do you think that head coach is getting some fire from that decision or supporting that decision for him to play?
I've
heard from a lot of different sports guys and asked that question to him. And the majority say he should not be playing.
Oh, well, yeah. That's the thing. A lot of people want him to retire and think that he should, think that it's in his best interest. The thing is, if he has no intentions of retiring, if McDaniel doesn't let him play, then he's just going to go somewhere where he will be allowed to play. So I understand if they're like,
maybe. NFL is really cracking down on this stuff.
But perhaps. But it may just be a matter of like, look, if he's our best shot at success, and he insists on wanting to play, we're not going to go, yeah, Tua, you go, boy. But it may be a matter of, okay, man, if you want.
Yeah, but what price is that?
Fortunately, or hopefully, not one too much bigger than what he's already been dealing with.
I just hope it works out well for him.
Well, and speaking of health scares in the NFL, we actually got another one here for you. Los Angeles Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh is doing okay after briefly leaving Sunday's game in Denver with a medical issue. Harbaugh went into the sideline medical tent, then into the locker room because of an irregular heartbeat. He described it as an atrial flutter. He was given an EKG, which showed his heart was back to a normal rhythm, and he was allowed to return to coaching about midway through the first quarter. Chargers went on to win that game 23-16, but I think it was in the post-game presser, Harbaugh even said he's 2-0 with an arrhythmia or something like that. So high spirits, I guess.
Yeah, I hear that. That's got to be scary for a coach.
Oh, absolutely.
Or scary for just anybody. Heck with being a coach, anybody.
But yeah, just in this case, you know, being on the sideline, I mean.
So the summary of this story is he's doing okay right now.
Yes, he is doing better. Right. I guess it's just a condition he has.
Real quick here, high school football, the Thursday game that we're going to be all over to watch is Pine Forest at Pace, and I want your input on that.
At Pace, even if Pace is on the road, I'm not sure if they're at home or not.
They're at Pace.
But even if Pace is on the road, at home, whatever, I just don't see Pace losing that game after demolishing Tate like they did.
Wow. Booker T. Washington at the team you're talking about, Tate.
Tate's going to be looking to bounce back. Booker T's a struggling team. I think Tate's got that. The only reason, I'll go back to this real quick, the only reason Pace would lose is if they're riding high after that Tate win and they trip over Pine Forest.
Okay, coming off a big bye, Central. They had the week off this last week.
They needed it.
They're taking on Vernon.
I don't know anything about them.
I don't
know. So I'll just take Central.
Familiarity.
Give them right? Hell, boys.
Exactly right. Okay, here's a good game. Escambia, check Crestview.
Ooh, Escambia and Crestview. Crestview, they did what I thought they would. They beat Navarre, beat them tougher than I thought they would, though. I'll take Escambia.
Mm-hmm. Navarre and Gulf Breeze. Gulf Breeze a winner last week.
Yeah, over Milton. I feel sorry for the Panthers, and as a Pace Patriot, it poisons me to say that, but it is true. And you said Gulf Breeze and who?
It is Navarre at Gulf Breeze.
Oh, Navarre. Give me Navarre. Sorry, Gulf Breeze.
All right, Milton at West Florida.
Give me West Florida. Milton, they had the lead in that game against Gulf Breeze, and they gave up a couple touchdowns and blew it, lost by two possessions officially. I don't know if they'll win a game this year. After West Florida, by the way, they got Niceville and Pace, so good luck, Panthers.
Northview kind of stepped into a buzzsaw last week against Jay. Jay taking out Northview 34-0. Northview takes on Blountstown this weekend.
Once again, I don't know anything about Blountstown, so I'll just take Northview.
I know they got a 7-mile bridge or something there. It's a big winding bridge by Blountstown. It's dangerous. I know that. Here we go. Pensacola at St. Michael Catholic, another powerhouse Alabama school.
Oh, so it's a powerhouse, huh?
Good school.
Man, I'll take Pensacola, but I'll take them close.
What do you think about UWF this weekend? You know, this past
I'm
weekend,
very proud of them.
The Argos did a number on Delta State, which surprised many people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I had the upset, but double-digit upset's pretty huge.
It really is. UWF now has won 2 straight and 3-2 overall, 2-1 in the conference. Next up for the Argos is a long road trip up there to Murfreesboro, North Carolina, to take on Showan on October 19th, kickoff 12 noon. You can hear that on our sister station, ESPN 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. Who's it going to be for you? Is it going to be West Florida, or is it going to be Showan?
UWF has taken care of the Hawks in recent memory and dominated them last year. I know that they're better this year around, and they're at home, and UWF's riding high. But if they keep focus and don't sleep on this team, if they're not hungover after the Delta State game, they're going to win this.
FSU is also heading to North Carolina, taking on Duke.
Florida State's not going to leave that place winners, unlike the Argos.
Really?
I don't think so.
And they are predicted to win.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. It seemed to be like a toss-up in the predictions that I've seen or the projections, whatever. By the numbers, it seems to be, hey, this is going to be a good game. I'm not saying it won't.
Okay.
But even at a weak 5-1, Duke, they've just had such a better year. There is nothing that implies Florida State's going to win this game. The best thing in their corner is the history with the team, which means nothing, of course, when you really get down to it. And they're coming off a bye week, but so is Duke. So I got to take the Blue Devils.
Okay, I understand. Kickoff at 6, and you can catch that game live on News Radio 92.3.
Of course. Also, just want to let you know, with that game being on a Friday night at 6 o'clock, we're only going to have a two-hour broadcast of Pensacola Right Now that night. So at 6:30, if you tune in and it's not Chris or myself talking, that's why. Okay. Also, just wanted to give this as a last little touch. Mets beat the Dodgers today 7-3 to even the NLCS at one win apiece. Guardians and Yankees, first game of the ALCS underway right now. In the top of the first, Guardians and Yankees, of course, tied at zero. Alrighty, just past 6:45 here. Looking at the roads, they are very clear from what I can see. It's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon. As for the weather, it's 83 degrees with a low of 62 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 81, low of 54. So we're seeing that cooler weather start to creep in throughout this week. And Tuesday's going to be mostly sunny, mostly clear.
Okay, we're now one day closer. And no, I'm not talking about bands on a beach here. We're closer to driverless taxi cabs. Fox's Lillian Wu has the details in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Tesla rolls out its long-awaited driverless robo-taxi prototype. CEO Elon Musk showcasing some 20 cybercabs at the reveal in Burbank, California, sharing his plans to launch the futuristic-looking two-passenger robo-taxi built specifically for self-driving. Cybercabs, which he projects would be available before 2027, feature induction charging and have no steering wheels or pedals, meaning they'll need approval from regulators before going into production. The anticipated price point, less than $30,000, which Musk muses could make it more valuable than a traditional passenger vehicle.
If they're autonomous, they could be used, I don't know, five times more, maybe 10 times more.
The SpaceX founder also showing off a robo-van designed to autonomously move up to 20 people. With Fox on Tech, I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All righty, very nice. Also, wanted to touch on this as well. We had Fisher-Price touched on this earlier this afternoon, actually. They're recalling all 2.1 million of its Snugga swings due to suffocation risk. Apparently, there were five babies from 1 month old to 3 months old that had died while sleeping in the swings between 2012 and 2022. They were sold for $160 by Toys R Us, Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, and through Amazon through January of this year. The CPSC says that the headrest and body support insert on the seat pad can increase the risk of suffocation, and the remedies being offered are repairing the swing and offering a $25 refund to customers who destroy and remove the headrest and insert.
All right, the Scambia Children's Trust is going to have to pay Escambia County, get this figure here, Austin, $443,000 in delinquent taxes owed for fiscal year 2023. Now that organization wants to restructure the $690,000 owed in back taxes for the two preceding years. After the county demanded its back payment, City of Pensacola jumping on board. Now the officials at over the city want their money, and they want it due now. Mayor Reeves says he plans to work with ECT on that matter.
All righty. And Sean Diddy Combs being hit with a new wave of lawsuits. The new cases filed in Manhattan federal court are by five more alleged victims, including three men and a woman who was 19 years old at the time. The incidents allegedly took place between 1995 and 2021. Meanwhile, Combs is behind bars awaiting trial in May on sex trafficking charges.
Right, nearly a year ago, a fleet of drones flew over Langley Air Force Base every evening for 2 weeks. And a new report out today concludes we still don't know what was behind that or what information was gathered. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on this trending story.
Air Force General Mark Kelly, who's since retired, told them he watched the drones come to Virginia last December for about 2 weeks. They'd fly over Langley, over areas that included the home base for SEAL Team 6 and Naval Station Norfolk. They'd stay for about 6 hours each night and were impossible to track. The incidents prompted 2 weeks of White House meetings. Federal law prohibits the military from shooting down drones near U.S. military bases unless there's an imminent threat. Now, 2 months before this, five drones flew over the Energy Department's Nevada National Security site outside Las Vegas over 3 days. And just this month, it was reported that drone swarms have been seen recently near Edwards Air Force Base, north of Los Angeles. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Want to let you know that a new... Well, you know what? I'm going to save that.
There you go. Make an administrative move. Yeah. There, I'm proud of you. There you go. You do that. Go, boy.
Now people are sitting on the edge of their seats wondering, what was he going to say?
That's what I was saying.
Well, you can find out in a couple minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair? And seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill! It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:54 here. We got a couple stories to work, or we got time to work with a couple stories before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather. I will say, I'll start with this since I suspensefully kept you on the edge of your seat before
Wonderful
break.
Job.
A new documentary about the Beatles' first visit to America will premiere on Disney Plus next month. Beatles 64 will feature rare footage that's been restored in 4K. Giles Martin, son of Beatles producer George Martin, also remixed the band's famous live performances on The Ed Sullivan Show and at the Washington, D.C. Coliseum. Beatles 64 will hit Disney Plus on November 29th. So if you are a Beatles fan and you are so inclined, there you go.
There you go. And, okay, you're a Beatles fan, right? I'm going to play off of this.
I like a couple of their songs, yeah.
Well, no, not you, but the listeners. If you're a Beatles fan, because I know you weren't even thought about for 3 decades after that.
That is
so
true.
But in 1964, here's something for you. Where did the first Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night, premiere in Pensacola? What theater?
Oh.
I'll let you know the theater was on Cervantes. I should use this as a great question because this is a great. I was there when this it was 1964, and it was the Beatles, Hard Day's Night, and the theater was on Cervantes.
64, you said?
1964. What theater? What was the name of that theater?
Man,
I'm just curious if somebody would text us just for
chuckles.
Well,
you know what? Just to see if someone will text in 850-437-1620. Text in. Let us know the name of that theater if you know the name of it. I do not.
Okay.
6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you now. Very quick check. The roads have been beautiful this evening, relatively speaking. They're looking good right now as well. As for the weather, it's 83 with a low of 62 tonight and tomorrow. High of 81, low of 54. Ooh, chilly.
You're just off and running with that chili stuff, aren't you?
I know. I'm looking forward to it, man.
Very excited.
I'm about to start saying, ho, 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 let it snow, let it snow,
something
let it snow.
Something else happened exciting today. I don't know if you got a chance to see the footage on this thing, but a NASA spacecraft began a years-long journey to Jupiter.
Yes.
I mistakenly said Mars last hour, if you remember that. But absolutely, the Mars, the moons of Jupiter is where it's headed off to. But not only did this darn spacecraft shoot off, and now it's traveling where Buzz Lightyear goes, the darn rocket returned back to the Cape on the landing pad.
Yeah.
That was pretty impressive. Anyway, Fox's Eben Brown has more on the story.
A SpaceX rocket blasts off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida carrying an uncrewed probe that will now travel to the moons of Jupiter.
And liftoff. Liftoff of Falcon Heavy with Europa Clipper.
As heard on NASA TV, Europa Clipper will take 5.5 years to reach the gas giant planet in the middle of the solar system and then conduct a number of flybys passing its moon named Europa, an icy world scientists believe hides an underground ocean. Europa and Jupiter are more than 5 times as far away from the sun as planet Earth. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Let me ask you this, Chris.
Because I even wore a Beetle wig to that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I love how that was brought up out of, like, literal nowhere. We touched on the Beatles thing, and then...
What theater the Hard Day's Night appeared at?
Yeah, what is the name of the theater?
Penn Theater.
Oh, all right. Well, very well.
It was on Cervantes Street.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
Right where the coffee
is it still
cup,
there?
No. Where the coffee cup is, if you're looking at coffee cup, it's just it would be just to the right.
Okay.
Like a gas station or something there. But that was part of the Penn Theater. It was pretty interesting.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that is cool.
I was a seventh grader at Workman Junior High School.
Wow.
At that time. Wow. Barry Goldwater was running for president.
Seriously? I know that name, Barry Goldwater.
Yeah. Arizona Senator. Senator Barry Goldwater.
I know my presidents enough to know that he lost.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Also, wanted to say this. Does thinking about space at all creep you out?
No, I love space.
I think it's fascinating. Don't get me wrong.
I would never. Listen, those guys are absolutely heroes to me because I wouldn't get in one of those little things and have a rocket shoot me off. I stopped doing the mission to Mars at Disney. I got so freaked out on that one.
So out of your element.
At Epcot, right. I went, no more for me. I'm not riding this thing.
No, man, but just some random moon out there, and they're like, yeah, it's an icy moon, and it's believed to have an ocean underneath. Like, that's creepy to me. That's intimidating.
Buck Rogers stuff.
Country music star Lainey Wilson will be the halftime performer for this year's Dallas Cowboys Thanksgiving game.
I saw her at halftime. Aaron Andrews interviewed her on TV.
I was about to say, it sounds like you're going to see her again.
She was all decked out in her Texas gear, and she was talking real fine.
Oh, yeah, she's got a very,
she's
very
a twanger.
Country accent.
She's a twanger.
Wilson made the announcement Sunday alongside the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders.
There you go.
That may have been what you're saying.
Well, you know what they were talking about? Whether she looked as good as Dolly did when Dolly did this time last year with the cheerleaders.
Remember
when Dolly Parton put
I do remember that.
She was wearing the
cheerleader outfit.
Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And anyway, that was a big topic point. She was going, I can't. I'm not as good looking as Dolly is.
Well, either way.
It has a terrible country accent.
The Salvation Army's Red Kettle Kickoff Halftime Show marks the official start of the Red Kettle fundraising campaign. The Cowboys will host the New York Giants in what has become the most watched regular season game of the year. So,
okay, right. There's one thing we can take to the bank for you. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes.
The Pensacola Ice Flyers and Penn Air Credit Union. That's what made me think about Penn Air Theater, Penn Air Credit.
Smart.
Have released a limited edition pink breast cancer jersey. It could be yours. Jersey's on sale all this month. Portion for each sale will be donated to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer of Pensacola. And you know what, Austin? You look mighty fine in one of those pink shirts.
Real men wear pink.
There you go, buddy.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.